This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Usually, we start talking about money when we don't have enough. Jessie Spector has a very different reason. She feels she has too much. Jessie inherited a little more than $500,000 from her grandparents. So far, she's given away about a third of it and plans to give away most of the rest in the next few years. She's 26 years old, and she's the executive director of Resource Generation. That's a nonprofit which works with wealthy young people to invest in social change. Jessie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, first, to put your decision in some context, and since we're really getting down to the nitty-gritty here on the show, what's your net worth right now?
Currently, it's somewhere around $300,000.
Okay, so you receive $500,000. How much are you giving away?
I'm probably going to give away about $400,000 of that or so.
Who are you giving the money to?
I'm giving the money to dozens of mostly small grassroots-based organizations throughout the United States that are doing a variety of work organizing around LGBTQ issues, economic justice issues, racial justice issues.
Well, growing up, how did your family talk about money and the prospect of you inheriting it? And did that in any way, your background influence your decision to do this?
Very much so. I'll start off by saying that my parents both actively set an example around both generosity and also organizing for progressive social change. Some of my earliest memories are my dad hosting fundraisers and letter-writing campaigns in our house for progressive political candidates. And I also would say that in terms of discussion about wealth in my house growing up, we spoke about the day-to-day very transparently. And then the place that there was not a lot of conversation until I got to be older, until I got to be in my late teens and early 20s, was actually directly about the inheritance I was to receive from my grandparents. When I was around 18, I found out that when I was going to turn 21, I would inherit these several hundred thousand dollars from my grandparents. And up until that point, I didn't have any concept of what that amount of money was.
And why do you think your parents didn't tell you about this inheritance?
I think they did not want me to develop a warped sense of myself or my economic standing or my money. I think that, like most people in society, it's very difficult to talk about money with your children, for my parents included.
Well, how do you think you would think about money differently if they had talked to you more about it?
When I found out I was inheriting several hundred thousand dollars, my immediate thought was, that is so much money. I couldn't even imagine how much money that was. And I wish that I had been able to do some of that processing earlier. There was a moment where I remember that some of my older cousins were inheriting money as well. And I remember hearing that they were inheriting money and being told that I would get some someday and I'd find out more details later on. I was maybe 13 or 14. And the idea of there being a secret about something that was happening in my future, I didn't like very much. I wanted to know.
Well, when you decided to give your inheritance away, how did you tell your family about it?
We had a series of conversations, and we continue to have conversations. I think it was somewhat of a slow growth, and also I was a bit of a reactive, defiant young person, and my parents dealt with me very well and graciously. And we had some back and forth where I said, this is way too much money. I don't need this money. It feels like money that's not mine. So I want to just give it all away immediately. And my parents were respectfully but firmly like, well, it is yours. You can ultimately make whatever decision you want. We encourage you to think over at least a few years' time about this and make sure that ultimately you're coming from a place of thoughtful, rational, comprehensive thinking about where and how to give your money, save your money. Maybe don't react so quickly based on so much of your feelings.
You know, as a parent, I'm thinking they must be so proud of you. But also, they're probably thinking, and have they said this? What about when do you want to have kids? What about then?
We've definitely talked about that. It's an ongoing conversation. I do not know yet if I want to have children. And I think that ultimately, even if I were to give away every cent that I inherited, I still have all of the privilege of fantastic lifetime of education, no debt. Even without a cent of inherited wealth, I still feel fairly secure that I would be able to provide a fairly stable life for children.
Well, I know you're still not sure if you're going to have those kids, but say you do, what kinds of conversations do you think you'll be sure to have with them?
people get really stressed when talking about money. And I do for sure as well. And I think the first and foremost thing that I want to bring is an openness and relaxedness to be really honest about money and wealth and poverty and injustice as well from a very early age and not shield anyone from anything.
Jesse Spector is the executive director of Resource Generation, an organization that works with wealthy young people to use their resources for social change. It was really good to talk with you, Jesse. Good luck.
Likewise. Thanks very much.